أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين وأصلي وأسلم صلاة والتسليما يلقاني بمقام أمير الأنبياء وإمام المرسلين وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله ولي الصالحين وأشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وعظيمنا وحبيبنا محمدًا رسول الله خاتم الأنبياء والمرسلين صل اللهم وسلم وبارك على هذا النبي الأمين وعلى آله وصحابته الغر الميمين أما بعد جماعة المسلمين السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته قال الله تبارك وتعالى في كتابه العزيز بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا إن تتقوا الله يجعل لكم فرقانا ويكفر عنكم سيئاتكم ويغفر لكم والله ذو الفضل العظيم وقال تعالى فاتقوا الله ما استطعتم واسمعوا وأطيعوا وأنفقوا خيرا لأنفسكم ومن يوق شح نفسه فأولئك هم المفلحون صدق الله العظيم جماعة المسلمين in our conclusion today about the importance of passing the trial of our children as I promised last week, in fact, I was hoping to end off last week, but we ran out of time. So inshallah ta'ala, today we are going to complete this wasiyah. We're going to complete this advice, firstly to myself as a father, and then to all the fathers and mothers out there. We have spoken about, alhamdulillah, in the previous 2 weeks, we have spoken about the fact that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has not made us duty-bound to provide for ourselves. But He has made us duty bound to fulfill the amanat of raising our children, to fulfill the trust that He has placed in our care of raising our children in the consciousness and in the mindfulness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One of the ahadith that we ended off last week's talk with, and I want to start with that, inshallah, as a reference point, that hadith of our beloved Prophet Muhammad, salawatu rabbi wa salamu alayhi, which is narrated by Abi Umama, anna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam qal, inna ruh al-Qudus nafatha fi ru'i, anna al-nafsa lan tamuta hatta tastakmila ajalaha, ولا حتى تستكمل أجلها وتستوعب رزقها فاتقوا الله وأجملوا في الطلب. And then it continues ولا يحملن أحدكم استبطاء الرزق أي يطلبه بمعصية الله فإن الله تعالى لا ينال ما عنده إلا بطاعته أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم. This is an authentic hadith narrated by Abu Umama, that our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that indeed a ruh al-Qudus, meaning Jibreel alayhi salam, he inspired me that a soul will never leave a person's body. A person will never die until they have completed their appointed time on this earth, until they have received every single drop of sustenance that Allah has put out for it. فَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ So be mindful of Allah. وَأَجْمِلُوا فِي الطَّلَبِ Allah, these three words, that's what the Prophet ﷺ was given something called جَوَامِعُ الْكَلِمِ قَلِيلُ الْمَبَانِي كَثِيرُ الْمَعَانِي He was given, he said, أُتِيتُ جَوَامِعُ الْكَلِمِ جَوَامِعُ الْكَلِمِ The conciseness of speech, to be able to say something with so few words, but with such great meaning. وَأَجْمِلُوا فِي الطَّلَبِ Meaning that when you seek your sustenance, seek it in the best way. Because whatever Allah has put out for you, Nobody can add to it. And whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has not put out for you, nobody can give it to you. فَأَجْمِلُوا فِي الطَّلَبِ So, our concern mustn't be about, Ya Allah, am I going to go hungry tomorrow? Ya Allah, am I going to be able to pay my rent? Am I going to be able to do this? Am I going to be able to do that? No, whatever's been put out, we'll get it. What I must be concerned about, yes, I must make the effort. We've covered that. We have to go out every day and make effort in a halal way. And that's where the hadith, this hadith we just mentioned now, he says, وَلَا يَحْمِلَنَّ أَحَدَكُمْ إِسْتِبْتَاءُ الرِّزْقِ And let not any of you be carried by istibta, meaning the slow income of sustenance. Do not let the slow income of sustenance cause you to seek your sustenance in an unlawful way, to seek your sustenance in the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ تَعَالَى لَا يُنَالُ مَا عِنْدَهُ إِلَّا بِطَاعَتِهِ Because that which is with Allah cannot be attained except through His obedience. In other words, that which is filled with blessings, that which is nourishing, that which is pure. إِنَّ اللَّهَ طَيِّبٌ لَا يَقْبَلُ إِلَّا الطَّيِّبُ Allah is pure and only accepts that which is pure. So, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Jamaatul Muslimin, with regards to our material possessions, with regards to our income, with regards to our sustenance, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, all He wants us to do is to make effort in a lawful way, to try our best, and to Him we leave the rest. The thing that we must be worried about is this amanat of raising our children. And we spoke about the verse last week, وَأْمُرْ أَهْلَكَ بِالصَّلَاةِ Enjoin upon your family to pray, which is, you can say that salah, as in the hadith, imaduddin, it's the main pillar of Islam. Whoever establishes that has established their deen. Whoever neglects it or leaves it has destroyed their deen. So you can say salah and everything that goes with it. Salah is going to be the first thing that we're going to be questioned about on the day of Yawm al-Qiyamah. If the salah is intact, all our other good deeds will be intact. If the salah is not intact, then none of the other good deeds will be intact. So we can argue that this is the reason why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions salah. It doesn't just mean only salah. But salah being the most important aspect of our deen. Why? Because salah is a sila. Salah comes from the word sila, which means a connection. No salah, no connection. Like a SIM card. No SIM card, no connection to the network. Salah is our SIM card. Our connection to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So, وَأْمُرْ أَهْلَكَ بِالصَّلَاةِ Enjoin upon your family to pray and everything that goes with it. In other words, enjoin upon them to practice the deen in the best possible way. وَأْمُرْ أَهْلَكَ بِالصَّلَاةِ وَاصْطَبِرْ عَلَىٰ And persevere in that. In other words, that's the thing where you really have to strive the hardest. Not in chasing the dunya. Is that beautiful hadith al-Qudasi? I know at one stage it was circulating on the social networks. It's a clip of Sheikh Muhammad Mutawalli Sha'rawi, one of the great contemporary mufassirin of the 20th century. He's passed away, rahimahullah ta'ala. And it's translated at the bottom. I think many of you have seen it. And in this hadith al-Qudasi, he makes mention of the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Ya bana Adam, khalaqtuka lil ibada fala tal'ab. Wa damintu laka rizqaka fala tat'ab. He says, O mankind, I've created you for worship, so don't play around. Don't play around. And I've guaranteed you your sustenance, so don't worry about it. Don't tire your hearts. Al-jawarihu tat'ab, yes, the limbs must tire. وَالْقُلُوبُ تَتَوَكَّلُ But the hearts must put their trust in Allah. فَبِعِزَّتِ وَجَلَالِ إِنْ رَضِيتَ بِمَا قَسَمْتُهُ لَكَ أَرَحْتُ قَلْبَكَ وَبَدَنَكَ He says, by my might and my glory, if you're satisfied with the portion that I've put out for you, then I will bring peace to your heart and to your body. وَكُنْتَ عِنْدِي مَحْمُودًا And you will be praised by me. وَإِنْ لَمْ تَرْضَى بِمَا قَسَمْتُهُ لَكَ But if you are not satisfied with that which I've put out for you, لَأُصَلِّتَنَّ عَلَيْكَ الدُّنْيَا تركض فيها ركض الوحوش في البرية ثم لا يكون إلا ما قسمته لك وكنت عندي مذموما. But if you're not satisfied with that which I've put out for you, then I will set the world loose upon you. Listen carefully. If you are not satisfied with what I've put out for you, I will set the world loose upon you and you will run around in it like an animal that runs around in the wild. And then you will still only get what I've put out for you. And you will be blameworthy by me. So, إِنَّمَا أَمْوَالُكُمْ وَأَوْلَادُكُمْ فِتْنَةً. We have to pass the trial of our wealth. Don't worry about the wealth. Make effort in a halal way and be satisfied with what Allah has put out for you. I start with myself. What did that man who was walking through the market in Medina, shouting at the top of his voice, أَنَا أَغْنَى النَّاسِ أَنَا أَغْنَى النَّاسِ, I'm the richest of all people. He said, I'm the richest of all people. When the people of the market of Medina looked at him, they said, but this is a poor man. He's got tattered thobe and a stone tied to his belly, fighting away the pangs of hunger. How can he be the richest of all people? He must be mad. Sinner Lewis. So they took him to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and they said to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Ya Rasulullah, inna hadha ar-rajul la yakhlu lahu illa nida'un fil aswaq, ana aghna an-nas. O Messenger of Allah, nothing comes from this man except a call at the top of his voice in the marketplace, I'm the richest of all people. So the Prophet looks at him, salawatu rabbi wa salamu alayhi. The Prophet understood, but he wanted to teach the companions a lesson. So he asked him, anta aghna an-nasi haqqan, are you truly the richest of all people? Qala na'am ya Rasul. He said, yes, O Messenger of Allah. So the Prophet asked him, wa kayf, how are you the richest of all people? He said, ya Rasulullah, inni sami'tuka taqul, warda bima qasam Allahu laka, takun aghna an-nas. Indeed, I heard you say, O Messenger of Allah, be satisfied with the portion that Allah has put out for you of this world, and you'll be the richest of all people. So let me double, triple, quadruple confirm it today. Dunya should be the last of our worries. إِنَّ اللَّهَ هُوَ الرَّزَّاقُ ذُو الْقُوَّةِ الْمَتِينَ. Indeed, Allah, He is the sustainer with great might and power. Just acknowledge that Allah is the sustainer and He will sustain you. Go out there and make effort in a halal way and Allah will bless you therein. وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهَ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا وَيَرْزُقُهُ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَحْتَسِبُ وَمَنْ يَتَوَكَّلْ عَلَى اللَّهِ فَهُوَ حَسْبُهُ. Allah doesn't mince His words. Allah doesn't mince His words. Whoever's mindful of Allah, Allah will make a way out of every difficulty for them. And Allah will sustain them from where they cannot account. And the one who puts their trust in Allah, Allah is enough for them. What more do we want? So that's the least of our worries. وَأْمُرْ أَهْلَكَ بِالصَّلَاةِ. Enjoin upon your family, enjoin upon your spouse, enjoin upon your children to pray, to practice the deen, to follow and implement the laws and commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and our beloved Prophet Muhammad salawatu rabbi wa salamu alayhi, wastabir alayha, and persevere therein. La nas'aluka rizqa. We don't ask you for sustenance. We don't ask you to provide for yourselves. Nahnu narzuquk. Then Allah confirms it. We will sustain you. Wal aqibatu littaqwa. And the final success, the ultimate success, will be for Allah consciousness. Today, Jamaat al-Muslimin, I'm going back to those two verses that we started with. I'm going back to them, but you will hear, if you look at the two verses, you will see they are the two verses that follow these other two verses. What are the verses that we started with? Number one, إِنَّمَا أَمْوَالُكُمْ وَأَوْلَادُكُمْ فِتْنَةً وَاللَّهُ عِنْدَهُ أَجْرٌ عَظِيمٌ. Second verse, اعلموا أنما أموالكم وأولادكم فتنة وأن الله عنده أجر عظيم. That without any exception, your wealth and your children are a trial for you, and by Allah is the greatest reward. And know, second verse, and know this for sure, that your wealth and your children are a trial for you, and that by Allah is the greatest reward. Know this too, that by Allah is the greatest reward. I want us now to look, because now we're looking for a solution. Okay, I know I need to be concentrating on my family. I know I need to be concentrating on my children. I'm responsible for them. كلكم راع وكلكم مسؤول عن رعيتي. All of you are shepherds and all of you are going to be questioned about your flock. So now I need to see how I'm going to do that. How am I going to fulfill that amanda? How am I going to fulfill that trust? So let's go to the first one. The first one being Surah At-Taghabun, verse number 16. We did verse number 15 already. The trial of the wealth and the children. Now we want to pass that test, both of them. We want to pass both of those tests. We want to pass the test of our wealth and we want to pass the test of our children. What does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ مَا اسْتَطَعْتُمْ. Be mindful of Allah as you are able to. And of course, فَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ, from the word taqwa, which comes from the word wiqaya, which means a shield. In other words, shield yourselves from the displeasure of Allah. Shield yourselves from all words, from all actions, from all behavior that would bring upon you the displeasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And here specifically, in the attainment of your sustenance, bi-idhnillahi ta'ala, as well as in the raising of your children. Don't worry about the status quo. Don't worry about the fashion. Don't worry about giving in to your children's whims and your fancies. Fulfill your amana. I start with myself. Fulfill your trust with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that can only be done by being mindful of Allah. By shielding ourselves from Allah's displeasure. Yes, I'm not going to allow my child to hang out with that companionship. Why? Because that companionship is away from the path of Allah. That companionship is going to hinder my child from the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I'm making an example. يَوْمَ يَعَدُّ الظَّالِمُ عَلَى يَدَيْهِ. The day when the oppressor will bite into their hands, Allah says in the Quran. The day when the oppressor will bite into their hands. يَوْمَ يَعَدُّ الظَّالِمُ عَلَى يَدَيْهِ. يَا لَيْتَنِي يَا لَيْتَنِي اتَّخَذْتُ مَعَ الرَّسُولِ سَبِيلًا. If only I had taken the path of the messenger. If only I had taken the path of the messenger. And all those who are following the messenger. Naturally. عليكم بسنتي وسنة الخلفاء الراشدين المهديين من بعدي عدوا عليها بالنواذج. The Prophet said, follow my way of life and the sunnah, the way of life of the rightly guided successors. My rightly guided successors, Abu Bakr and Umar and Uthman and Ali. وَمَنْ تَبِيَهُمْ بِإِحْسَانٍ إِلَى يَوْمِ الدِّينِ. And I'm adding to that, of course, as we know, those who follow them naturally until the last day. عَدُّوا عَلَيْهَا بِالنَّوَاذِجِ. Hold on to it with your molars. You know, when you chew the steak, you don't chew it with your front teeth. You know, they might just break off. You chew it with your molars because they are stronger, got a better grip. In other words, hold on to it tightly. Hold on to my path that I have taken. Hold on to it tightly. يَوْمَ يَعَدُّ الظَّالِمُ عَلَى يَدَيْهِ. يَا لَيْتَنِي اتَّخَذْتُ مَعَ الرَّسُولِ سَبِيلًا. يَقُولُ. That he says, if only I'd taken the path of the messenger. يَا وَيْلَتَا. Woe be to me. لَيْتَنِي لَمْ أَتَّخِذْ فُلَانًا خَلِيلًا. If only I hadn't taken so-and-so as my friend. لَقَدْ أَضَلَّنِي عَنِ الذِّكْرِ. Indeed, they misguided me and turned me away from the remembrance of Allah. وَكَانَ الشَّيْطَانُ لِلْإِنسَانِ خَذُولًا. And indeed, shaitan is ever deceiving of mankind. Remember what he did to our mother and father? فَدَلَّاهُمَا بِغُرُورٍ. He led them on with guile. He led them on with trickery. And one of the greatest traps that have been set for our youth to take them off the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is rifaq as-su, bad company. قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم المرء على دين خليله. Every person is on the way of life of their friends, of their companions. فلينظر أحدكم من يخالل. So watch out who you take as your friends. Don't worry about status. Don't worry about fitting in. We are feeding our children to the wolves. We forget sometimes in the type of society that we live in, the inhilal, the type of permissiveness, the vice, the evil, the corruption, the promiscuity that is out there. It is especially our children and the adults as well, but especially our children are being bombarded with. At the time when their hormones are diemakata. I can't find a better word in English. Ash-shababu shu'batu min al-junun. Youth is a portion of madness. It's a portion of insanity. Not insanity that will end you up in the sanatorium, in the insane asylum, but the type of insanity where sometimes they just don't know whether they must go left or right, up or down. And that's why we are there, to guide them. Nasiyatin kadhibatin khati'ah. Why does Allah refer to the forelock, the frontal lobe of the brain, as lying and sinful? The lying, sinful forelock. Nasiyatin kadhibatin khati'ah. Lying and sinful. The forelock, the frontal lobe of the brain. Why? Because the frontal lobe of the brain is the area of the brain where we discern, where we differentiate. And that's why when a person is intoxicated, inebriated, khasayb, what happens? The khimar. That's why it's called khamar. Khamar from the word khimar, which means a veil. Because the veil then goes over that frontal lobe of the brain. And the person cannot differentiate and cannot discern anymore as a rational thinking human being. And that's why we often see when people are intoxicated, they very often act and behave like animals. In the aql, as khabakl. So, the frontal lobe in a child is only fully developed in the early 20s. I'm speaking generally, and I stand to be corrected by the medical fraternity. The little bit of research I have done, as some as late as 26, and they've discovered in males especially, as late as 40. So we need to be there for them, but we think, no, they can assist a slum for us, man. See what they can do. They can eat breakfast, they can be on WhatsApp, on Facebook, having a telephone conversation, pretending to listen to me all at the same time. So they must be advanced. They might be technologically advanced, but if you compare to the way we were brought up and how we were 20, 30, 40, 50 years ago, then when it comes to streetwise, our children are retarded. When it comes to real life, our children are backward. And this is unfortunately what society dictates. But society is not in control. There is only one in control. وَهُوَ عَلَىٰ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٍ. And he has power over all things, and that is Allah. So step number one, and I start with myself. تَقْوَ اللَّهِ وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهِ فَاتَّقُوا اللَّهِ مَاسْتَطَعْتُمْ. As much, we can't fool Allah. Allah wants us to be mindful of him as we are able to. In other words, Allah just wants us to try our best. And we can't fool Allah. يَعْلَمُ خَائِنَةَ الْأَعْيُنِ وَمَا تُخْفِي الصُّدُورِ. Allah knows the deception of the eye and that which hides in the hearts of mankind. We can't fool Allah. Allah knows when we are trying our best or when we are just fooling around. So be mindful of Allah as you... وَاسْمَعُوا وَأَطِيعُوا. Allahu Akbar. It's simple. So simple. Listen and obey. Be mindful of Allah as much as you are able to. And listen and obey. And if I take a hadith in light of this ayah, there's a hadith, our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, فَأْتُ مِنْهُ مَاسْتَطَعْتُمْ. Bring of it as you are able to. Whatever you can do. Like in the salah, for example, if you can't stand, then sit. If you can't sit, then recline. If you can't recline, lie on your back and make ruku and sujood with your neck. If you can't move your neck, make ruku and sujood with your eyes. If you can't move your eyes, make ruku and sujood with your heart. There's no excuse for not making salah. So as we are, bring what you can. Do your best and listen and obey. Simple. Simple. تركت فيكم أمرين إن تمسكتم بهما لن تضلوا أبدا. I've left two things for you. If you hold on to them, you'll never go astray. كتاب الله, the book of Allah, وسنتي, and my way of life. واسمعوا, listen. Listen to what Allah says. Don't worry about what that analyst says. Don't worry about what that psychologist says. Don't worry about what that professional says. And I'm not pleased. Do not think that I am negating the science of psychology or negating the science of psychiatry or any other science that has to do with sociology and the behavior of man. I'm not negating that science whatsoever. But in terms of how we deal with that science, it has to be dealt with within the bounds of the Holy Quran and the Sunnah of our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So yes, if it's a Muslim psychologist that is giving good advice based on Quran and Sunnah, alhamdulillah, we have al-husnayayn, we have the best of both worlds. But it has to be in the consciousness, in the mindfulness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So listen and obey. You know, that's the covenant we make every day. It rhymes, doesn't it? Eh? Listen and obey is the covenant we make every day. Five times a day, in fact. After every salah, what do we say? Allahumma anta salam wa minka salam tabarak fi hadhal jalali wal ikram. I can't hear you. Sami'na wa ata'na. Allah saying here, listen and obey. Five times a day we say, Ya Allah, we hear and we obey. Let's fulfill that covenant. Allah make easy for us all. Ameen. And again, وَمَن يَتَّقِ اللَّهَ يَجْعَلْهُ مِنْ أَمْرِهِ يُسْرًا. That amr, that matter of listening and obeying. قال الله and قال رسول. If we are conscious of Allah, if we want to please Allah, if we want to shield ourselves from Allah's displeasure, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make our entire matter easy for us. فَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ مَا اسْتَطَعْتُمْ وَاسْمَعُوا وَأَطِيعُوا وَأَنْفِقُوا خَيْرًا لِأَنفُسِكُمْ. And spend of your wealth, that wealth which we've been chasing around, chasing after. Every day, wake up in the morning, that's all we can think about. Allah says, spend it. Spend it in the path of Allah. أَنْفِقُوا خَيْرًا لِأَنفُسِكُمْ. It'll be better for you than holding on to it. وَمَن يُقَشُّحَ نَفْسِي فَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُفْلِحُونَ. And whoever shields themselves, or whoever is shielded from their own inherent greed, then they are the successful ones. That's another topic for another time. Let's go to the second verse. And this is from Surah Al-Anfal, verse number 29. We did number 28 already. اعلموا أنما أموالكم وأولادكم فتنة وأن الله عنده أجر عظيم. Indeed know that your wealth and your children are a trial for you, and by Allah is the greatest reward. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا إِن تَتَّقُوا اللَّهِ يَجْعَلْ لَكُمْ فُرْقَانًا وَيُكَفِّرْ عَنْكُمْ سَيِّئَاتِكُمْ وَيَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ وَاللَّهُ ذُو الْفَضْلِ الْعَظِيمِ. Oh, those of you who believe. Want to know how to pass that trial? The trial of wealth, the trial of children? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, oh, those of you who believe, if you shield yourselves from Allah's displeasure, if you live a life of Allah consciousness, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make for you a criterion. He will give you that, in fact, He will fine-tune that frontal lobe for you as the parent wanting to raise the children in the shade of the Holy Quran and the Sunnah of our beloved Prophet Muhammad. Allah will create for you a furqan, يَجْعَلْ لَكُمْ فُرْقَانًا. He will grant you that criterion. You'll be able to differentiate in terms of what is good for your children and what is bad for your children. بِإِذْنِ اللَّهِ تَعَالَى. By the laws and commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and by the inspiration of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when in doubt, what must you do? Leave it out. دَعْ مَا يُرِيبُكْ إِلَى مَا لَا يُرِيبُكْ. Leave that which you doubt for that which you don't doubt. So be mindful of Allah. Be conscious of Allah in raising your children. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make for you a criterion, and He will forgive you your sins. وَيُكَفِّرْ عَنْكُمْ سَيِّئَاتِكُمْ وَيُغْفِرْ لَكُمْ. And He will forgive your sins. وَاللَّهُ ذُو الْفَضْلِ الْعَظِيمِ. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the possessor of the greatest favor. جَلَّ فِي عُلَى. So that is step number one. If you want to pass this trial of our children, then number one, let us shield ourselves firstly. And we've looked at that ayah, especially us men. Save yourselves. We as fathers, as husbands, we have to be mindful of Allah first. Why? We have to implement the laws of Allah first. Why? Because we have to be a practical example for our wives and our children to follow. So we start with ourselves. The wife needs to be on the same page. And then the children have to follow. Stay away from haram. I'm simplifying it here, Jamaat al-Muslimin, to the best of my ability. You want to walk the path of spirituality? You want to walk the path of drawing closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Step number one, stay away from haram. Stay away from all that which brings upon us Allah's displeasure. Shirk wa maduna. Any type of association of partners in the worship of Allah and everything else. Why do I say shirk first? Because that's the greatest sin. There's no sin bigger than shirk. So shirk and everything, all the other sins that go along with it. Let us stay away from haram. When the Sahabi asked the Prophet ﷺ one day, he said, Ya Rasulullah, mal hijra? What is migration, O Messenger of Allah? What is migration? Because not everybody got the opportunity to migrate. The Ansar were in Medina, they never migrated. The Muhajirun, they migrated. So, mal hijratu ya Rasulullah? What is migration, O Messenger of Allah? So, anybody answered? He said, al hijratu an tahjura al fawahish ma dhahara minha wa ma batan. He says, migration is to migrate away from all evil, corruption, and promiscuity. That which is open and that which is hidden. In other words, staying away from haram. Wa tuqima as-salah wa tu'ti az-zakah. And to make salah, to pray, and to give alms, to give the charity, az-zakah. So in other words, stay away from haram, that's number one. Us, father, mother, and children, we stay away from haram. And when in doubt, leave it out. Number two, we make sure that we are doing the fara'id. We make sure that we are doing those things, and there's so few. There are so few. One sahabi, he was saying to the Prophet ﷺ that, you know, besides the five arkans, مَا عَمِلْتُ كَثِيرًا يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ, I haven't done much. I haven't done much, O Messenger of Allah, besides that which is obligatory on me. And Allah loves that. مَا تَقَرَّبَ إِلَيَّ عَبْدِي بِشَيْءٍ أَحَبُّ إِلَيَّ مِمَّا افْتَرَدْتُ عَلَيْهِ. Never as has my servant drawn to me. Never ever has my servant drawn closer to me with anything more beloved to me than that which I've made compulsory on him. So the Sahabi is saying, Ya Rasulullah, I haven't, besides the five arkans, ma amiltu kathiran, I haven't done much. Illa anni uhibbu Allah wa rasulah, except that I love Allah and His Messenger. So what did the Prophet say? Anta ma'a man ahbabta yawm al-qiyamah, you will be with those whom you love on the Day of Judgment. Let's stay away from haram, us and our children. Let us perform the obligatory acts. Let's all keep good company. That is going to remind us of Allah and keep us on the straight path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And most importantly, Jamaat al-Muslimin, let us make dua. Speak to Allah. مَنْ يَهْدِهِ اللَّهُ فَلَا مُضِلَّ لَهُ وَمَنْ يُضْلِلْ فَلَا هَادِيَ لَهُ. Whoever Allah guides, nobody can send astray. And whoever Allah sends astray by their choice, no one can guide. So if we have Allah's guidance for our children, what more do we need? Ask Allah, speak to Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Holy Quran, subhanAllah, this is so powerful. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, قُلْ مَا يَعْبَأُ بِكُمْ رَبِّي لَوْ لَا دُعَاءُكُمْ. That your Lord, say, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, say this to them, that your Lord will not even consider you had it not been for the fact that you ask Him. الدُعَاء مُخُ الْعِبَادَةِ. Dua is the core of worship. In one hadith, Ad-du'a huwa al-ibadah. Dua, it is worship. Speak to Allah. Ya Allah, I'm a weak parent. I'm trying my best. But Ya Allah, I'm too soft. Ya Allah, guide my children. Ya Allah, protect them. Ya Allah, keep them from bad company. Ya Allah, keep them away from haram. Speak to Allah. أنا عند ظني عبدي بي فليظن بي ما شاء. Hadith Qudsi, I am to my servant as they think of me. And the one riwayah, so let my servant think whatever they want of me. That is how I will be to them. in other words. Let's have the best thoughts of Allah. What's that dua? يقولون ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين وجعلنا للمتقين إماما. Allah. Oh Lord, this is the muttaqin. Allah make us of them. Ameen. What do they say? يقولون ربنا. Oh our Lord, help us. What is in this dua? Acknowledgement that only Allah can help us. Only Allah can help us. Wallahi, we're in a fitna. We need Allah's help. Ya Allah, help us. Help us as families. Help us as a community, as a society. Help us, Ya Allah. Hablana with what? Hablana min azwajina wa dhurriyatina qurrata ayun. Help us, Ya Allah, by making our spouses and our children the coolness of our eyes. And make us examples. Imama here, qudwatan in the tafsir, qudwatan, make us examples for those who are mindful of you. So we as a family, we're trying to be mindful to the best of our ability. Ya Allah, make me an example for my family to follow. And inshallah, for others to follow as well. We should make that dua for ourselves and for our children, that they can be examples for others to follow, bi-idhnillahi ta'ala. Right, here it comes. أولئك يجزون الغرفة بما صبروا. Indeed, those people who make that dua, believing that Allah can help them, believing that Allah can guide them and their families and their children, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant them lofty chambers in Jannah because of that in which they persevered. Sabr. It's not going to come like a download. It's not going to come like warming up a meal in the microwave or making an instant cup of coffee. It's going to come with sa'i. وَأَلَيْسَ لِلْإِنسَانِ إِلَّا مَا سَعَى وَأَنَّ سَعْيَهُ سَوْفَ يُرَى. Mankind will not attain except that which they make effort for, and they will see the fruits of their labor. So now we know we don't have to worry about the dunya anymore. Alhamdulillah, whatever Allah has put out for us is coming to us. Ya Allah, bless us therein. Ya Allah, cause us only to bring home to our families that which is halal. There's another very important thing if we want our families to succeed. Ya Allah, let me not bring even one morsel of haram to my home, because then, أَنَّا يُسْتَجَابَ لَهُمْ. In the hadith of the Prophet ﷺ, he says, طَعَامُهُ حَرَامُ وَمَشْرَبُهُ حَرَامُ وَمَلْبَسُهُ حَرَامُ وَغُذِيَ بِالْحَرَامُ فَأَنَّا يُسْتَجَابَ لَهُ. His food is unlawful. His drink is unlawful. His clothing is unlawful. That which he sustains himself with is unlawful. This is the man who's out, يَتِيلُ السَّفَرُ. He's out on a long journey and he makes dua. But all of these things are haram. أَنَّا يُسْتَجَابَ لَهُ. How are his duas going to be answered? So let us only bring haram to our homes. Like the wives of the Sahaba said to their husbands when they left their homes in the morning, Ya Abdullah ittaqillah, O servant of Allah, be mindful of Allah. وَلَا تَأْكُلْ haram, and do not bring anything unlawful to this house. فَإِنَّنَا نَسْتَطِيعَ أَن نَصْبِرَ عَلَى أَلَمِ الْجُوعِ فِي الدُّنْيَا وَلَكِنَّنَا لَا نَسْتَطِيعَ أَن نَصْبِرَ عَلَى عَذَابِ النَّارِ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ. For indeed, we are able to sustain the pangs of hunger on the dunya, but we will not be able to sustain the torment of hellfire on the day of يوم القيامة. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala distance us from all that which is unlawful, like He has distanced the east from the west. أَيُّ لَحْمٍ نَبَتَ مِنْ سُحْتٍ فَالنَّارُ أَوْلَى بِهِ. For indeed, the flesh that is sustained with haram, the fire will have first preference on it on the day of Yawm al-Qiyamah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guide and protect our families, guide and protect our children, make us good examples for our children to follow. Allah, guide this community, guide the society, guide the ummah. We are facing a great trial and tribulation, and things are going to get worse before they get better. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guide us to all that which is pleasing to Him and keep us from all that which is displeasing to Him. Wa akhiru da'wana anil hamdulillah rabbil alameen. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Inshallah ta'ala, on Monday after Maghrib, there will be a talk at this masjid. A talk basically co-memorating, I never said celebrating, co-memorating. Why co? Because we're coming together. Memoration, we are remembering a historical fact that took place. And like the Prophet compares himself to the last brick of the house of prophethood, that inshallah we're going to speak about when and how that brick was manufactured and how it was placed into the house of prophethood for the completion and the culmination and the perfection of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's chosen way of life for mankind. So inshallah, Maghrib on Monday, there will be a talk. Bi-idhnillahi ta'ala, hope to see you here. Wa akhiru da'wana and alhamdulillah rabbil alamin. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح
الحمد لله رب العالمين يا رب يا ربي يا ستار العيوب استر عيوبنا يا ربي يا غفار الذنوب اغفر ذنوبنا يا ربي يا مفرج الكروب فرج كروبنا يا ربي يا علام الغيوب قنا شر ما أهمنا وغمنا ارزقنا حبك وحب من يحبك وحب عمل يقربنا إلى حبك يا عليما بخلقك يا خبيرا بخلقك يا لطيفا بخلقك ألطف بنا بما جرت به المقادير إنك على كل شيء قدير وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله قد ينفع أدب الأولاد في صغر وليس ينفعهم من بعده الأدب الغصون إذا أعدلته اعتدلت ولا يلين ولو لينته الخشب وأشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وعظيمنا وحبيبنا محمدا رسول الله بلغ الرسالة وأدى الأمانة ونصح الأمة وكشف الغمة وجاهد في الله حق جهاده حتى أتاه اليقين بلغ العلا بكماله كشف الدجى بجماله عظمت جميع خصاله صلوا عليه وآله صلى عليك الله يا علم الهدى ما هبت النسائم وما ناحت على الأيك الحمائم أما بعد فيا حماة الإسلام وحراس العقيدة إلى أين يا سارة الكرام اسمعوا معي إلى ما قاله مولانا تبارك اسمه في كتابه العزيز بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم فاتقوا الله ما استطعتم واسمعوا وأطيعوا وأنفقوا خيرا لأنفسكم ومن يوق شح نفسه فأولئك هم المفلحون وقال تعالى يا أيها الذين آمنوا إن تتقوا الله يجعل لكم فرقانا ويكفر عنكم سيئاتكم والله ذو الفضل العظيم صدق الله العظيم فيا أخوة الأفاضل تقوى الله وما أدراك ما تقوى الله إنه الخطوة الأولى في نجاح في هذا الامتحان، في هذه الفتنة، فتنة الأموال والأولاد. فعلينا يا أخوة الأفاضل أن نتقي الله في تربية أولادنا، وأن نكون قدوة حسنة لهم، وأن ندعو الله عز وجل كما ذكر جل شأنه في كتابه العزيز: ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين وجعلنا للمتقين إماما. أعود بكم من هناك إلى هنا، وما أدراك ما هنا؟ هنا مدرسة محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، يقول فيها الحبيب المصطفى: البر لا يبلى، والذنب لا ينسى، والديان لا يموت، اعمل ما شئت كما تدين تدان. ويقول أيضا: كل ابن آدم خطاء، وخير الخطائين التوابون. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وأشهد لا إله إلا الله ولي الصالحين، وأشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وعظيمنا وحبيبنا محمدا رسول الله خاتم الأنبياء والمرسلين. أما بعد، فيا أيها المسلمون، أوصيكم ونفسي المذنبة أولا بتقوى الله تعالى وطاعته، فقد قال الله تعالى في كتابه العزيز بعد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. وقد قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: اتق الله حيثما كنت، وأتبع السيئة الحسنة تمحها، وخالق الناس بخلق حسن، واكثروا عباد الله. من الصلاة والسلام على سيدي وحبيبي ونور قلبي محمد، طب القلوب ودوائها، وعافية الأبدان وشفائها، ونور الأبصار وضيائها. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي: يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم، وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم في العالمين، إنك حميد مجيد. وارضى اللهم عن الخلفاء الراشدين أبو بكر وعمر وعثمان وعلي، وعن الحسن والحسين وأهل البدر والحنين، وعن سائر أهله الطيبين الطاهرين، وعن سائر صحابته أجمعين، برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين، اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين، اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين، وأعلي بفضلك كلمتي الحق والدين. اللهم انصر إخواننا في فلسطين وفي غزة خاصة يا رب العالمين. اللهم حرم مسجد الأقصى من أيدي السهاينة يا أكرم الأكرمين. اللهم انصر إخواننا في الشام، في اليمن، وفي كل مكان. اللهم انصر إخواننا المستضعفين يا الله، يا رحمن يا رحيم، برحمتك نستغيث ومن عذابك نستجير. أصلح لهم وأصلح لنا شؤونهم وشؤوننا كلها، ولا تكلنا إلى أنفسنا ولا طرفة عين ولا أقل من ذلك يا رب العالمين. اللهم إنا نسألك من خير ما سألك منه نبيك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، ونعوذ بك من شر ما استعاذ منه نبيك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وأنت المستعان وعليك البلاغ، ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم. عباد الله، إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. قوموا إلى صلاتكم يرحمكم الله، وأقم الصلاة.
أشهد أن محمد رسول الله. حي على الصلاة، حي على الفلاح، قد قامت الصلاة، قد قامت الصلاة. الله أكبر، الله أكبر، لا إله إلا الله
محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. استو اعتدلوا تراسوا سد الخلل سو صفوفكم فإن تسوية الصف من تمام الصلاة. Heels in line, shoulder touching shoulder, close all the gaps and the space in front of you, keeping your heels in line. Just take just one foot forward, just one foot forward. We have a bit of a space problem at the back there, so if you can just one whole foot forward. Yeah. Are we okay at the back there, Haji Naeem? Can we proceed? Shukran. اللهم احسن وقوفنا بين يديك ولا تخزنا يوم العرض عليك نستغفرك ونتوب اليك صلى الله عليه وسلم اعوذ بالله من الشيطان الله اكبر بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين كلا إذا دكت الأرض دكا دكا وجاء ربك والملك صفا صفا وجيء يومئذ بجهنم يومئذ يتذكر الإنسان وأنى له الذكرى يقول يا ليتني قدمت لحياتي فيومئذ لا يعذب عذابه أحد ولا يوثق وثاقه أحد يا أيتها النفس المطمئنة ارجعي إلى ربك راضية مرضية فادخلي في عبادي وادخلي جنتي الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين ألم يجدك يتيما فآوى ووجدك ضالا فهدى ووجدك عائلا فأغنى فأما اليتيم فلا تقهر وأما السائل فلا تنهر وأما بنعمة ربك فحدث الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر Allahu Akbar. Atahiyyatun wa barakatuh. Salawatun tayyibatun. Wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Salawatun illallah. Assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullah. Assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullah. Jamaat al-Muslimin, inshallah ta'ala, we're going to make a special dua for Imam Yasin Harris, who passed away yesterday. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant him a high place in Jannat al-Firdaus, forgive him for his shortcomings, and place sabr into the hearts of his family and loved ones. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين نبينا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين اللهم أنت السلام ومنك السلام تبارك يا ذا الجلال والإكرام سمعنا وأطعنا غفرانك ربنا وإليك المصير ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم اللهم اغفر له وارحمه وسكنه في الجنة اللهم اغفر له وارحمه وروحه في الجنة اللهم اغفر له وارحمه وأسكنه في الجنة وتجاوز عن سيئاته واحشره مع نبيين والصديقين والشهداء والصالحين وحسن أولئك رفيقا ذلك الفضل من الله وكفى بالله عليما اللهم إن كان محسنا فزد في إحساني وإن كان مسيئا فتجاوز عن سيئاتي اللهم اغفر له وارحمه وعافه واعف عنه وأكرم نزله ووسع مدخله وغسله بالماء والثلج والبرد ونقه من الذنوب والخطايا كما ينقى الثوب الأبيض من الدنس وأبدله يا الله دارا خير من داري وأهلا خير من أهلي وأعذه من عذاب القبر وأعذه من عذاب النار اللهم اجعل قبره روضة من رياض الجنان ولا تجعل قبره حفرة من حفر النيران واجعله يا الله من الذين يقال لهم يوم القيامة يا أيتها النفس المطمئنة ارجعي إلى ربك راضية مرضية فادخلي في عبادي وادخلي جنتي وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد النبي الأمي وعلى آله وصحبه وبارك وسلم اللهم اغفر لنا ذنوبنا وكفر عنا سيئاتنا وتوفنا مع الأبرار سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.